I don't know how many of you know who C.S. Lewis is or how many of you read his works. He is a wonderful Christian man, a wonderful Christian writer. And love came late in life to him in his 60s. He married a lady named Joy, who was around that same age, but younger, and married her in a hospital bed. 3 years later, I think about 3.5 years maybe, God took her. And in reading Lewis's writings, you can see that he was just absolutely devastated by the loss of his wife. Just devastated. He was angry with the Lord about it. Finally, he started writing in a child's workbook. He started writing all of the things in the books. And he went through 4 of those books before the Lord finally brought him far enough out of the pain that he could look at that experience, and he did. He said, God, you knew my faith was just a house of cards that had to be knocked down for my benefit. And even in that awful experience, on the other side of it, he could see and he could say, God is good. God is good all the time. Then there are illnesses that are occasion for the glory of God. And in John's 9th chapter, there is recorded that story where Jesus and his disciples came upon a blind man. And the disciples, voicing the opinion of the time, said to Jesus, Master, who has sinned, this man or his parents, that he is born blind? And Jesus said, neither, but this is for the glory of God, that God's glory may be made manifest. I am thrilled and humbled to have my precious wife here tonight. And we have prayed over her many days in our prayer meeting. I believe, even as Roger Barrier has suggested, that there are illnesses that are intended to refine and mature God's kids. Rick Warren said God doesn't waste any pain or any experience. I hadn't thought about that in just that way, but I believe that's right. I think that's true. God doesn't waste any pain or any experience. I have prayed for Doris's healing, that she could get up and walk. She told me that I had a dream that I was up and just swirling around, like we used to see Loretta Young, you know, with her swirly skirt. Oh, I'd love that. You know, God has given during this time. See, I've loved her for 50 some odd years. But in these last 2 years, there has come, and I believe God gave it, there's come a special sweetness and an intimacy and a deepening of our love. And I thank God for it. I wouldn't want to give up what we've had the last 2 years. Now, I won't go into all the intimate details, but we are one. C.S. Lewis said about his wife, Joy, she was the starboard engine in our ship of love. And now it's gone. And the old port engine will just have to chug along until we get to the harbor. I'm so thankful that I still have the starboard engine. And it's God's pleasure to bless his children. I believe that. And God will bless his children. The same power that raised Jesus The same power that raised Lazarus is available to us today. I believe that.